Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a journey, not a destination. There are no mistakes, just chances we've taken. Lay down your regrets, but all we have is now. Wake up in the morning and get out of bed. Start making mental lists in my head of all of the things that I am grateful for. Ooh, early in the morning, the dawn of a new day, new hope, new dream, new way. I open up my eyes and I open up my mind and I wonder how life will surprise me today.
Health enthusiast, everyone, good evening. How was your day today? I hope it was. I hope you had an excellent day today. I've really had a good day today. I've been out and about. I got out and about for a while and sharing some good news with people concerning taking care of themselves. You know, we got to take better care of ourselves. And it was a pleasure being out, sharing the good news with people concerning maintaining, regaining, and improving their health using natural modalities. I'm Dr. Doris Moton Spruill, yours truly, your health enthusiast. Welcome to Here's to Your Health this evening. It's a brand new month, guys. It's November already. Can you believe it? Yeah, it is, and I'm excited about it. How about you? I just want to let you know that Here's to Your Health is brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network Station. And we are glad to have you with us tonight. I see everybody chiming on tonight. Yeah, coming in, coming in, coming in. That's a good thing. That lets me know that, you know, there's a place here for what we're doing. You're the reason that we're here. And I just want to let you know that up front, you know, because there are those of you that are inquisitive, inquiring, seeking how to take better care of yourself. And that's always a good thing. Let me give you my affirmation for tonight. My opening affirmation says, I am not limited by any past thinking. I choose my thoughts with care, and I consistently have new insights and new ways of looking at my world. I am willing to change and grow. You know, a lot of times what's hindering us, what's keeping us sick and afflicted is our thought patterns. We got to let go of some of those old thoughts. Somebody did something to us. Somebody said something about us. Let it go. Let it go so we can grow. Don't waste your time, people, you know, being concerned with what somebody said about you or what somebody said to you. You know, you can choose to release those things that you know are not physically good for you. Did you know that your thoughts have everything to do with how you're feeling and your health? The Bible say, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You know, and when you spend time thinking on thoughts that's just not good, thoughts that are detrimental to your health, you know, when you think on when you're angry, you know, that really does something to the vibration of your body. Just imagine feeling good, and then all of a sudden somebody call or somebody will say something to you that makes you upset. You notice how your vibration change. You feel, in the beginning, you feel all nice and at ease, like my granddaughter says, easy like a Sunday morning. And then when you allow somebody to mess with your vibrational tuning, then you feel like, oh, my goodness. You ever notice that? I choose to fill my world with joy. I choose to fill my world with people that are joyful. I don't spend time with people that want to rob me of my joy. I don't mind giving you my joy because I have a lot of it to give, and I'll give it wherever I go. But I will not allow anyone to take my joy, and that's a good thing. You see, we're in control of our own joy. I'm in control of how I choose to bring joy and harmony into my day. And that's just how it is, and I love it. Listen, you know, this is open forum tonight. We're telling those that have something to chime in. How are you equipping your body for the upcoming winter season? You know, we're doing things with our house. We're changing filters. I'm changing the filter in my home, and I'm getting the car tuned up and the oil changed and everything. But what are we doing for our bodies? I want you to chime in tonight on whatever it is you're doing to help, you know, get you through this winter season like a champ, feeling good. You know, what are you eating? What are you doing? Are you drinking a lot of water? Are you drinking good water? In December, I'm going to be hosting a show with Dr. Carol Fisher, the alkaline water lady. We're going to come together and do something together. I'll tell you more about that as the days come in the next show. And it's not until December, so you got some time. It's the second week in December. So I'll let you know the when's, where's, and the how's. In fact, I want to get Dr. Fisher on the show so she can share some good information with you concerning alkaline water. You know, I don't want to be the only one. I'm like this. There's enough to go around. I'm not a hoarder. I believe in sharing because I know what God has for me is for me. So I believe in sharing the wealth. You know, I'm not concerned with anybody taking mine or getting mine. You can't have it because what God has for me is for me. But I do believe in sharing. We attended an awesome seminar hosted by Nature Sunshine, myself and Dr. Donna Tinsel and Professor Diane Lockett and Linda Bridges and Deborah Zabrinsky and Nina Rushnell and Cora Randolph, and boy, did we have a good time learning about the lungs and the hepatic system and the liver, the respiratory system. And we walked away with some DVDs that anyone would pay well over $100 for, and they were included in our seminar. If you're interested in knowing more about the herbs that I stand behind wholeheartedly, I am a independent director with Pure Herbs out of Sterling Heights. I'm also a director, independent business owner with Nature Sunshine, and I stand behind these companies wholeheartedly. I not only do I suggest you take a look at these companies for the reason that they are quality companies, been around over 35, 40 years, and they offer just products that are just impeccable. Not only do I refer these products to people, but I use them myself. So go to my website, take a look at my website, foryourgoodhealth.info. Click on the herbal section. Take a look at both companies. But I mean, they're extraordinary. And if you ever have any questions, feel free to give me a call. My office number is 734-895-1940. And you can give me a call. I'm really busy these days because I'm doing a lot of seminars. I'm doing classes and speaking. In fact, I'll be getting away for a little bit. I'll be leaving town soon, an engagement in San Francisco. But give me a call, and I will get back with you as soon as I possibly can. Like I said, tonight we're going to get into some open forum. What do you want to talk about tonight? What do you want to know about tonight? There are some herbs that I would suggest you take a look at. One of those herbs is called, now you know, every week I tell you, health enthusiasts, what do I say do at the beginning of the show? Get a pencil, get some paper, because you're going to want to write down some of the information that's being given out. So I want you to have the opportunity to do that. Always, you know, have a pencil and paper ready, okay? I'd also like to give a shout out to a friend, Irva Howard. She invited me to a wonderful, wonderful seminar that was held at her church. It was called Creation Health Workshop, and it was totally off the chain, for lack of better words, okay? It was awesome. It was, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It was about a week and a half, maybe 2 weeks. No, actually, it was from October the 2nd to October the 22nd, and it was held nightly on Sundays and on Wednesdays, and it was all about health. You know, not Jehovah's Witnesses, the Seventh-day Adventists are known to be some of the healthiest people in the world. And that's what Irva is, and she invited us to come down to her church. And when I go, you know, I don't go places by myself. When I go, I invite others to come, you know, and we took a crowd down, and we got some awesome information. We feasted on good raw and vegan food. They don't consume any flesh, but the food was just awesome. And we had a wonderful time. So I just like to tell Irva, you know, thank you so very much for inviting us out. And Linda Bridges and myself and Professor Lockett and a friend of hers, we all got together and we went and we supported this event. Anything has to do with health, you know, I'm willing and ready to support. And that's just how it is. So listen, it's important before we get started, I want to let you know that if you have any questions, if you have any comments, press number one on your keypad and I can see your hand and I'll bring you in, okay? Whatever it is you want to chime in about. Are you going to take the flu shot this season? You know, they're giving it out everywhere. It's so prevalent now until you can almost pull up to the pharmacy and stick your arm out and get it, you know, through the drive-thru. Not really, but you know what I'm saying? It's just that they're giving it everywhere you look. There's a sign about, you know, flu shots. So are you going to take the flu shot? If yes, why? If no, why? Why not? Okay, let's chat. Let's rap, as we used to say back in the day. Let's just have some dialogue, some good healthy dialogue. You know, what do you want to talk about tonight? What do you want to know about tonight? Is there anything that you'd like to ask tonight? Is there any herbs that you're interested in knowing about? Do you have any issues that maybe you'd like to chime in on tonight and get some feedback on? If so, then this is the opportunity. I'll be putting the guest list up on my website within the next couple of days of the guests that I'm going to have on for the rest of the month, because, I mean, it's going so fast. I had intended to have it up by now, but it's just so many things that necessitated my time until I was kind of negligent and I didn't do it, but I will get around to it ASAP. Okay, a herb I want to let you guys know about tonight. It's called olive leaf. Olive leaf is a powerful herb, and it defeats harmful microorganisms. It's antibiotic. It's good for virus and any kind of bacteria and any type of fungal parasite problem. It's awesome for energy. This is one of the herbs. You know, a lot of times people always ask me, well, what do you keep in your, what herbs do you keep on hand? And this is the one of the, this is a herb that I keep on hand at all times. It's in my arsenal. It's just one that I always have on hand. It repairs the heart and the circulatory system. It normalizes blood pressure. It reverses cold and flu, fatigue and muscle soreness. It strengthens the immune system, and it has scavenging abilities. You know, it seeks out anything in the body that's not supposed to be there, all those little nasty, harmful bacteria. You know, it seeks them out, and it gets them out the body. You know, we always say that your body will heal itself. Your body has the capabilities to heal itself, but we just have to give it what it needs in order for it to do it. You know, but it'll take care of it. You know, I often tell people, listen to your body. When I came in tonight, my throat was a little scratchy, and immediately I went and got one of my herbs, and I keep them in the kitchen cabinet. I keep them in the bedroom. I have them in the medicine cabinet. And, well, we don't call them medicine cabinets anymore, in the bathroom. But I keep them in my little cabinet in the bathroom. And when I came in tonight and I was looking at my herbs, and I felt the scratchiness in my throat, and I just said, I stood there, and as I was looking at through the bottles, I said, oh, what should I take? And I just let my eyes just wander, you know, on my herbs. And I said, okay. And I happened to look at a herb by the name of oil of cajeput. And I just shook the bottle, and I took it, and I took the top off of it. And I just put a couple of drops up under my tongue and began to chew it. When I say chew it, that means just letting it mix with the saliva. And just, you know, when I put the two or three drops in there, you know, it was real minimal. And then as I began to chew it and my saliva began to mix with it, then there was a bigger ball of saliva. It began to mix it with the oil of kajaput. And when I, that's when I said, you know, I began to chew it. So let me tell you a little bit about this herb and why this herb is so powerful. You can apply it externally to kill fungus and infection. In fact, I was in the health food store one day, and the lady was asking the lady that worked there, she was like, you know, what can I use for my son has this little bitty ringworm on his hand, and I don't know where he got it from, and blah, blah, this and that. And the lady said, well, I don't know. Let me go ask somebody. And as she scurried off, I told her, I said, there's an awesome herb that you can use to kill that parasite, that fungus, and it's called oil of kajaput. And she said, oh, really? Well, where do I get it? Do they have it here? And I said, well, I'm not sure, but I gave her my card. I said, but, you know, I can show you how to get it, and I have it. You can get it from me, or, you know, I can show you how you can get it. And later she called me, and I told her how she could get the oil of kajaput, but This herb is so phenomenal because, like I said, you can apply it externally to kill any kind of fungus and infection. It's good for bites, for insects, any kind of parasites, poisoning, any kind of allergies, any kind of pains, any kind of sprain. And I have a young lady. In fact, this is my friend that really told me about it. Linda Bridges, I mean, this girl, she takes oil of kajaput for everything. And, I mean, it works for her. You know what I'm saying? And she told me about it. So I keep oil of kajaput on hand. It's good for a stopped up nose. It's an antiseptic. It's good for any kind of canker sore. You know those sores you get on your lip? They're called canker sores. They're just a herpes virus simplex sore, any kind of cold sore. It's good for expelling mucus, and it's good for a sore throat. You see, and remember I told you that my throat felt scratchy. You know how you feel when you sometimes your throat will be scratchy and you say, feel like I'm trying to come down. Well, I didn't speak that, but I just noticed that my throat was feeling kind of scratchy, and I'm thinking, you know, we have to be very watchful, health enthusiasts. You know, we're out and we're about. We never know out of all the doorknobs we touch and different things how, you know, somebody could have come right before us. So we have to just be conscientious of our health. You see what I'm saying? So as I when I came in and I took my oil of kajaput, a little while later, I could feel that scratchiness in my throat begin to dissipate. So this herb is really awesome. It's good for earaches. It's good for any kind of headache. It's good for head lice, any kind of yeast problem. It's good for swollen breath and any venereal disease problem. It's good for acne. It's good for athletic foot. It's good for toenail fungus. It's good for any kind of cut and abrasion, okay? So this is a herb that you may really want to take a look at. If you want to know more about it, like I said, go to my website, foryourgoodhealth.info, click on Pure Herbs, and you can see more about this herb there. Also, I just want to remind you, if there's some things that you want to talk about tonight, you know, feel free to just press option 1 on your keypad, and you know, you can come on in, and we're gonna chat tonight. This is just, we're gonna have a rap session tonight. So the first question I want to put out there is, what are you doing to prepare yourself for this cold and flu season? Is there anything in particular you're doing? What's some of the things you're doing to ensure that you feel really good and during this cold and flu season? there are some things that my mother used to do when we were young. Do any of you remember the castor oil, taking the castor oil and the black chalk molasses? that was a regular in our house. Did any of you have to go through the dandelions and the poke salad and all this kind of stuff? These were staples in our house. My mother, you know, I never remember going to the doctors very much when we were young because my mother always had something there. I remember when we had fevers, you know, she would let the fever run its course. Now everybody want to run, get the Tylenol bottle. What's up with that? You know, don't you know that your body is doing what it knows to do? You know, and they're pumping those commercials out left and right now. Every time you look around, there's a commercial coming on about relieving fevers with Tylenol. We have got to get back to basics. We've got to go back to the beginning. Herbs have been here since the beginning. God put the herbs here, and then he put us here. He didn't have to go back and say, oh, wait a minute, I forgot one. When he put us here, everything that we needed was here in order to take care of ourselves. So I just want to chime in. I want you to let me know what some of the things you're doing, what some of the things your parents did or your mother, your father did when you were younger, you know, to help keep you in tip-top shape. You know, we rarely missed any school when I was really young because, I mean, and we walked to school. We didn't have buses pulling up at the door or walk down to the corner. We walked all the way. So I just want to, you know, hear from you. What's some of the things you're doing? I'm getting my potions. That's what my grandkids call them, my children. They call them my potions. I'm getting my plague remedies. I got my plague remedy all ready to go. You know, it's funny how they'll talk about these things, but then they're calling and ask, Ma, you sent in my box? So what's some of the things you're doing tonight? I hope you're getting proper rest. It's so important to get really good rest. Are you sleeping? When you sleep at night, do you get really good sleep? You know, is it sweet sleep? Or are you up off and on during the night, tossing and turning? You know, I sleep so good at night. There was a recent survey that found that the top health concerns for women is fatigue, even higher than heart disease, breast cancer, and other life-threatening illnesses. It's fatigue for women. Check this out. Before Thomas Edison invented the light bulb in 1879, the average Westerner slept 9 hours a night. Now, with modern conveniences to keep us up, we do well to get 7 hours of sleep each night. And some of us rarely get that. You know, a lot of times I hear people say, oh, I don't need that much sleep. Oh, yeah, I beg to differ. You do. You need good quality sleep. Specialists tell us on average adults need 8 to 8.5 hours of sleep each night. And by this helps to give our bodies the rest and the energy that we need. It also helps our body to repair itself, you know. Our body repairs itself when we're asleep, when we're in deep sleep, not laying there watching TV all hours of the night. By giving our bodies less sleep than we need over time, we create a massive sleep deficit or sleep debt. Sleep deficiencies can make you quick-tempered, low on energy. You can have poor concentration. You're easily distracted. You'll be sleepy during the day, less efficient, and more prone to mistakes and have accidents. You're clumsy and fearful and unhappy and irritable, and you're more prone to illnesses. That's the main thing I wanted to get to. You're more prone to illnesses. let me share with you some of the importance of sleep. Now, all you have to do, if you have a question or if it's something you want to chime in about tonight, I see the house is packed tonight, and I am so grateful. But if there's anything that you'd like to talk about tonight, tonight is your night. Okay, Dr. D has given you some time tonight to talk about whatever it is you want to talk about tonight. Okay? The importance of sleep. Sleep is important to maintain the health of the immune system. Even moderate sleep loss has an influence on the cells of the immune system. And prolonged sleep deprivation dangerously suppresses the immune system's action. Now, one study found that losing even a half an hour of sleep a night causes a 50% reduction in the natural killer cells, which scavenge the blood for infected cells. Did you hear that? A study found that losing even one half hour night's sleep each night causes a 50% reduction in the natural killer cells, which scavenge the blood for infected cells. It's important. There's a reason that God made us to be awake in the day and sleep at night. You know, there's a reason for that. Sleep is so very important. Sleep is important for blood composition. Adequate rest is important to protect the alkalinity of the blood. Acidity, waste matters, is eliminated from the cells and system during rest. It purifies the blood. That's why it's important that we get the ample amount of sleep that we need. My friends so laugh at me because they know 9:30, I'm in the bed. I'm on my way to sleep. Some nights I'm asleep by 9:30, but 9:30 I am in the bed. I'm ready to go to sleep. And then I rise early in the morning. I like getting up in the morning, having my prayer, having my meditation time, hitting the track, hitting the gym. And I'm ready to start my day. But it's so important that we get the sleep that we need. Sleep restores our nervous control. During the night, the brain restores its control over the muscles, the glands, and other part of the body system. And without this central control, it would be anarchy. It's important that we sleep and get proper rest. You know, I tell a friend of mine all the time, you know, she says, you know, some nights I just can't sleep. Some nights I'm not going to call any names because she's on the call tonight. But I tell her, turn the TV off. You know, we would do really good to just remove the televisions from our room. I did this a couple of years ago, and my sleep pattern is so much better because when I go into the bedroom, I know that I'm going in there to go to sleep. You see, I'm not going to flip the TV on. I do that. There's a TV in my library, and if I want to watch a little TV or watch a movie or something, I go in there. But when I go in the bedroom, I know I'm going to sleep, and my mind is geared toward that. So it's just important to get proper rest. I mean, I can go on and on and on and on about, you know, getting rest. Our bed should be comfortable. You should have a room prepared and geared towards sleeping because that's what we're supposed to be doing. Prepare for sleep just like you do everything else. Relaxation must come before sleep. You know, sometimes it would behoove you to take a warm shower, you know, just before bedtime, and it helps to relax the whole body. In fact, studies show that a warm shower will cause you to sleep longer and also to have better REM sleep. Excuse me. So it's just important. Sometime I'll relax with me a nice cup of tea. I have me a cup tea tonight, a cup of ginger tea tonight. And it's just awesome to prepare to go to sleep. So listen, what we're going to do, guys, I'm going to take a little break in here. And hopefully when I come back, you guys will have some things that you want to talk about. I have some other things that I'd like to share with you. But I, like I said, tonight I was kind of hoping that we would kind of, you know, just have a rap session tonight. You know, how many of you are taking the flu shots? When I come back, I want you to, you know, don't be afraid. With as many of you as there is on the call tonight, don't be afraid. Somebody's got to talk up, okay? Don't let me have to call you out. Okay, but listen, we're going to take a break about a couple of minutes, and we'll be right back. That'll give me a time to pour my tea up, okay? We'll be back in 2 and 2. A caller, so we're gonna bring you in, caller, in the 734 area code. Good evening.
Answer to the flu
shot. Good evening, caller.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes,
hello?
I sure can. Good evening. Welcome to Here's to Your Health.
Good evening, Ms. Dr. D. Yes, you brought up about the flu shot, okay? And I feel like my answer to that is no. And the reason why I feel like no is because every time I feel like I go to the doctor, they're always pushing something on me to take. And my reason why I don't take the flu shot, because I take enough of my herbs, like you were talking about olive leaf, and I take enough of things to keep me prepared. And if I feel like I get sick, that oil of catchapoo is wonderful. You can take it. You can rub it on. You can even make it as a tea and sip on it. It's excellent as a tea, like any of your teas that you take, and it clears up mucus. Excellent. It's very good for mucus. my mucus is gone. Any kind of mucus, any kind of symptoms you have as far as sinus and asthma, it cleans the mucus. The mucus is gone completely. So I suggest that, or I, you know, look into it, and you'll see what I mean about the oil of cajapoo. Yes, I'm in favor of taking natural things to heal my body. Okay, if my body can't do it by itself, I take natural things like the herbs, pure herbs to, you know, to if I feel like something coming on, that's what I take is my herbs.
Exactly. I'm glad you called in tonight. That's what I was sharing with the audience earlier, that, in fact, you were the one that really brought the oil of cajaput to my attention one night. I think we were all together talking, and you just happened to mention how you even make it into a tea. And I did that one night, and I slept so good. So I'm just I just have to give you a hand clap for that one, because that was a good that was really a good shout out. I'm telling you, and I advise anybody put that on your list of one of the herbs that you want to have in your arsenal. And I myself don't intend to take the flu shot either. And it, you know what? It's so funny to me how when we go to the doctor, they want to try to get us to take all this stuff and do all these things. And I'm just so thankful that I have finally found a doctor that just so simply asked me, do you want this? And I say, no. She said, okay. Do you want this? No. Okay. You know, and I have finally found a doctor that is willing to work in conjunction. You know, she knows, she doesn't think that I'm obtruse. You know, she knows that I'm an educated woman, and I know about my taking control of my own health. And when I come in and I ask her, because I do need her for certain things, if there's certain blood tests that my ND want me to have, then I can go in and I can ask her, you know, would she run this or would she do this? And she, I don't have any problems with her thus far, you know, doing what I need her to do. But it's funny how, you know, I tell people, I say, sometimes you ever notice, I've heard people say they have infection and swelling at the site of the where the injection is given. And it's just, it's amazing to me how, you know, you let somebody do. In fact, I read one research that says, according to the U.S. Center for Disease and Control and Prevention, it's the CDC, at least half of the people who receive the flu vaccination will experience a mild side effect, such as pain and redness and, you know, where the injection is given. It says that patients may also develop mild swelling or a hard lump at or around the site injection. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, if all this stuff is happening, what is this stuff doing? You know, and then they tell you, oh, well, you know, it's okay, because if it happens, you know, just contact your doctor or take a little Tylenol. You know, and it should be okay. Just get you some over-the-counter acetaminophen or ibuprofen, and it'll be okay. But then you take the flu shot, and you start to having flu-like symptoms, you know, following the vaccination. And, I mean, sometimes they can be really bad. I've heard people say that they have everything from fever and itching and itchy eyes and chills and hoarseness and coughs and muscle aches. You know, and I'm thinking, wait a minute. That sounds like the flu to me. And then there's been serious side effects. People who are allergic to the chicken egg are even at a higher risk of develop an allergic reaction, you know, because of this vaccine. And some of the things that they say are in this vaccine, it's just crazy to me, especially when there's so many other things that we can do. So I appreciate you chiming in tonight, caller.
Yes, we have so many alternatives, and we should seek out alternatives too.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's something, because, you know, we often say that, you know, they'll say that herbs are the alternative, but actually The herb is the original medicine, you see. In fact, they use a lot of the compounds from the herbs and mix them with chemicals to make, you know, drugs, to make pharmaceuticals. So herbs are really the original medicine.
Yes, and I noticed that you brought up, as we were growing up, the things that mom and them had us to take. And it's, that's very interesting. We did a detox with, what, castor oil? Three sixes, and we never had the colds that the children have now because we took Father John.
Father John, that's right. I remember three, that. Anybody six. Else remember the Father John? I mean, and we took it religiously, and we ran around. I remember my brothers running around with our coats because the reason I remember is because half the time my mom was saying, "Boy, get in here and get some shoes on and get a coat off. You know, come in out, you ain't got sense enough to come in out the rain," you know. So it's just amazing to me how, and I look at some of these little kids now, and you can just breathe on them hard, and they coughing, and they, you know, they got all kinds of issues going on. But it's just amazing to me how we just don't do what we know to do. You know, I even hear older people say, without talking to the older people, I even hear them say, you know, when I was young, my mother used to give me that. And when I'd be telling them about different things like the ginger and the olive leaf and different things, they'd be like, oh, you know, my mother used to give me stuff like that, the whorehound and different things. My mother used to give me stuff. My grandmother used to give me stuff like that. And I say, well, what happened? Why don't you take it now? Oh, I don't know, you know, but it's interesting because I had one lady to tell me, she said, because it's easier to flip out that Medicare card or that insurance card and go to the doctor, you see. And I said, you know what, she has a point there, because a lot of my clients with the herbs, when I suggest different herbs for them, you know, I have to tell them, now, be consistent in taking this herb. And give it some time. You know what I'm saying? This isn't a drug. This isn't a narcotic. This isn't a pharmaceutical drug. You know, give it some time to get into your system and do what it will do. But you got to give it some time, and you got to be consistent. A lot of times my clients, I ask them, I say, well, are you still taking whatever it is? And they'll say, oh, well, I took it for a little while. And then I say, but why did you stop? Oh, I don't know. You know, but they'll go to the doctor, and the doctor say, okay, take this three times a day. I don't care. I've had clients that are taking medication from the doctor, and they feel dizzy. A lot of the statin drugs, they feel dizzy. They feel not, they've even told me they don't, it makes them not feel like themselves. But they'll still take it. You see, we have really got to come to our senses and just know that, you know, God has a better way for us. And all we have to do is seek it. And once you find it, you know, I talk to my body. I ask my body. I say, listen, I tell it, I'm doing the very best that I can to take care of you. I'm doing all that I know how to do. Now, if there's something else that you need, let me know. I'm always looking for a natural modality. I'm always applying things. Anybody know me? Know that I practice what I preach. I don't say one thing and do something else. When I tell you that it's better to eat raw, if people ask me, are you 100% raw? No, I am not. I eat one meal a day. That's a cooked meal. And sometimes it's steamed. But I like beans. I like my beans. And I don't plan to give them up. I know that there's some 100% raw people, and that's good. That's fine. But I eat like one meal, and some days I don't. Some days it's all raw. But I want to be able to decide for myself whether or not I do want something that's cooked or lightly steamed. And it's okay, you see. But when I tell people that there's a reason why you should consume more raw food than cooked food, and one reason being cooked food cannot create true health because they're missing some of the vital elements needed by the body for optimal functioning. You know, things like enzymes and oxygen and hormones and phytochemicals and bioelectrical energy and life force. I posted on my Facebook page today some beautiful sprouts that I had sprouted. You know, these are living foods. Sprouts are living foods. When I say living foods, you ask, what do you mean by that? I mean that you can take these sprouts and put them in the ground in some soil, and they'll grow. You see, that's what our body needs. But when foods are heated above 105 degrees Fahrenheit, they begin to lose all that. They lose those vital enzymes and the hormones and the phytochemicals and the bioelectrical energy. They lose that. And by the time you heat food at 118 degrees Fahrenheit, most food is dead. The vitamins, the minerals, everything is still there, but the food itself is dead, and they're there in lesser quantities. By the time some of us, the way a lot of us heat our foods and by the time we get it, it's nothing. We're eating simply nothing. So it's just, you know, we just got to do better. We got to do better because there's so many people that are sick, and we can do better. You know, I hear a lot of people tell me that they can't afford to eat like that. Oh, well, I can't afford to eat organic. You know what? Listen, I beg to differ. There is so many things that you can do if you just put your mind to it. You know, I know that for a fact because I do it. I'm not rich. I'm not a rich person. But, you know, eating this way, I found out that I don't have to eat as much because my foods that I eat are so full of fiber. Until I don't have to eat as much as I did if I was eating bad food and hungry. When I eat a big salad, some days when I eat maybe one big meal, and that's around noon, and I have a big salad. I mean, just a big plate of salad. Or I normally graze throughout the day on something raw or living food. But if I have that one big meal, it's normally a big salad. And after that, I don't want anything else to eat all day long. I may have me a few nuts or maybe a banana or apple, but I don't need to eat all day long like 3 and 4 big plates of food. And that's what people don't understand. When you eat to live, you don't have to consume as much dead food, as much food as you would when you're just eating to living to eat. And I just threw that out there for free. But thanks for calling in. Call, is there anything else you want to share tonight? Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling in. Listen, we got a couple of more minutes. If there's anybody that want to get in on the conversation tonight, all you have to do is press 1 on your keypad, and I can hear you. Someone just said, ask the question, what do you mean by life force? Because raw food has life force in it. What do you mean by life force? Life force means that the energy, that's the energy that is able to create life. And that's what I was talking about with the little sprouts. The sprouting ability of raw foods demonstrates the presence of life force within them. You know, all grains and legumes and beans and seed sprouts, even nuts in a shell that sprouted, potato sprouts, they have their life force in them. If you ever looked at a little sprout and you see the little tail, if that little tail touches soil, it'll grow. It'll grow into a plant, you see? Even if you stick the top of a pineapple into water, it'll sprout roots. Apple seeds create apple trees. Avocado pit and mango pit, they sprout. So that's what I'm talking about when I say sprout, okay? But you know, I just want to take this opportunity to say thank you to you guys for listening in. I really appreciate it. There's a book I want to suggest that you get. Put this on your book list. It's called The Cancer Industry, and I would advise everybody to get this book. It's the new updated edition. And everyone should know that the war on cancer is largely a fraud. And I would suggest you pick this book up. It's by Ralph W. Moss. He's a PhD. And you will be shocked to find out that the same war on cancer that President Nixon called in 1976, it's still there. Okay, nothing more has been done. The Cancer Society is just getting in all, raking in all the big bucks from the pink ribbons. Dr. Whitaker calls them the noose. He said if you turn it upside down, it's a noose. And in fact, guys, I'm working on getting Dr. Whitaker on the show. So I want you to stay tuned because just like I told you about Dr. Hoekstra, we were going to get him on. We're going to get Dr. Whitaker on. So stay tuned. I want to thank you for listening to Here's to Your Health, brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network Station. I'm Dr. D. Feel free to go to my website at www.foryourgoodhealth.info. Take a look around. If there's anything you have, any questions or whatever, what have you, just feel free to give me a call. My office number is 734-895-1940. That's 734-895-1940. I want to leave you with this affirmation that says, I appreciate all that I do. I am good enough just as I am. I speak up for myself. I ask for what I want, and I claim my power. I love and approve of myself, and I hope you love and approve of yourself too tonight. Thank you so very much. Remember, take control of your health, because if you don't, your health will demand your attention later on. Be good to yourself. We take care of everybody else. Take care of yourself. Okay? We'll do it again next week, same time, same station, blogtalkradio.com/Poetic Energy Network Station. Thanks so very much. Good night. And go to bed. Have some sweet sleep tonight. Good night.